It was an historic day for the New York City Council. It cleared the way to have a vote on two bills, which are part of the Community Safety Act, Intro 1080 and 1079. 1080 expands profiling protections for all New Yorkers, and it provides an enforcement mechanism to make it easier for people to sue the NYPD over street stops, which they feel reflect racial profiling.
It's time to stop leaving New Yorkers with indelible scars of being run through the criminal justice system for no reason.
Head attorney with Legal Aid.
People make arguments that there's no need to enhance the law. Well, tell that to our clients who are homeless and our clients who are unhoused, or our clients who are being profiled because of gender identity or gender expression.
The second bill, Intro 1079, provides an independent outside watchdog over NYPD police practices in the Office of Inspector General. New Yorkers deserve the right to be safe, says Michael Price with the Brennan Center for Justice.
And they deserve a police department that respects their constitutional rights.
That's right.
The only way we're going to achieve that is if we all have the facts. And the fact is that there is no independent oversight of the NYPD like the kind that's being proposed today.
None.
An inspector general for the police department would be empowered to investigate the controversial policies and practices like stop and frisk and the dragnet surveillance of Muslim communities. The fact is that DAs, U.S. attorneys, the CCRB, they don't do that. They don't do that.
Not at all.
The fact is that the FBI, the CIA, the Department of Homeland Security, they all have inspectors general.
Everybody.
That's right.
The Los Angeles Police Department has an inspector general.
That's right. Everybody got one.
Every city agency in New York has an inspector general, but the NYPD.
That ain't right.
It is time. It is time for this legislation to go to the full city council. It is time for the NYPD to get with the program. It is time to pass this legislation and restore fair and accountable policing in New York.
Yeah. Enough is enough! Enough is enough! Enough is enough! Enough is enough! Enough is enough!
But a very different analysis played out a few blocks from City Hall at One Police Plaza with NYPD Police Commissioner Ray Kelly and New York City Mayor Mike Bloomberg. They urged the City Council not to pass the Community Safety Act bills.
We have been clear from day one. We think these are both ill-considered bills which would put the public and our police officers in real serious danger.
Commissioner Ray Kelly said when you examine crime fighting, the reduction in crime numbers show that NYPD strategies are working. In the 11 years since 9/11 attacks, he said, New York has not seen one New Yorker killed by terrorist attacks, unlike in past decades. And then, as he held a screeching microphone, he said this.
Take heart, Al-Qaeda wannabes, because the city council has found a way to undermine our partners that the NYPD has carefully constructed over the past decade, partnerships with both domestic and foreign entities.
Kelly says those partnerships will walk away rather than have their own sensitive operations reviewed by what he called an ill-conceived notion of an inspector general. And Mayor Mike Bloomberg said the legislation would tie up NYPD needed on the streets.
There's just no question that our police officers are going to get tied up doing responses to baseless, mostly baseless allegations, and they won't be on the streets. And there's just no question that our police officers are going to have to worry about who's got their backs and who they report to. And what do you do if an IG wants to go left and the police commissioner wants to go right? This is not, a game.
But it's not a game for the city council as they move to vote on the two bills. Councilmember Jamani Williams.
I firmly believe these are common sense legislations. They don't move near that much, but they do make and increase trust between communities that don't have it and provide another layer of oversight that's definitely needed, as well as codifying the need that to say that profiling is illegal and that something should happen. What if all of our laws had no enforcement? That's what they should be worried about. That's when the whole city would run amok if we have laws in the books with no enforcement. Mayor Bloomberg passed a law that had absolutely no enforcement. I don't think that's the type of law that we need in this city, and our city and our police department can do a good job without profiling.
Williams praised mayoral hopeful City Council Speaker Christine Quinn for her effort to bring the legislation to a vote. And sponsors of the bill say they have enough votes to override a veto by Mayor Bloomberg. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.